Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast, everybody. Hope your guys' day is doing really good. Hope your week's doing really good.
Welcome back.
How are you doing? Charlene's not doing too good this week because she's sick. I don't know how she got sick. We did a little bit of something last night, and this morning she woke up sicker than a dog.
I woke up so sick. Like, they called me into work this morning. Like, I guess she had messaged me, and like, when you don't answer your messages, they call. Mm-hmm. And she calls me, and I answer, I'm like, hello? And she's like, who is this? I'm like, it's Charlene. And she's like, are you sure? Like, are you sure this is you? I'm like,
yeah,
I woke up not feeling good. And she's like, that's okay. She's like, did you want to come in? And I was like, I would go in. Because, like, I asked Jaden, I don't miss
one. I'm so sorry if you guys hear the mics and stuff moving. We're just trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, but, like, you could ask Jaden, like, I hate missing work.
Yeah, because Charlene feels so bad. And I'm like, baby, you're their best worker. You're not going to get fired by one day or the couple days you take off.
I'm scared that if I miss, I'm going to get fired. So I'm always there, like, they call me, and unless, like, I have an appointment, it's the only time I won't go.
Yeah.
But I always am like, okay, I'll be there. And so she called me, and she's like, all right, she's like, do you want to go? I was like, I would go, but I was like, I woke up, like, not feeling good. Like, literally, I've been dizzy all day. Like, my stomach hurts. I have not been feeling good at all today.
Yeah.
But I did my best to get here.
But before we get into any of our topics we've written down and stuff, I want to apologize to you guys, like, with my deepest condolences for last podcast. Me and Charlene just
we were exhausted.
We weren't in the right headspace to be doing anything. And I think we even mentioned it in the podcast. We're like, we're just, good or bad, we're just putting one out.
Yeah.
But we really, like, weren't in the mood to record. We didn't have nothing to talk about, really. Like, we were just, last week was such an exhausting week that we weren't in the right headspace at all. But this week, we promised to come back better than ever. I'm pretty sure you could tell by the way I'm talking now.
Yeah. I know, like, I sound a little downed, but it's just because I don't feel good.
Yeah. No, we'll forgive you for that because that, you didn't control that. But I kind of have a feeling it's because of what we did last night.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think we could talk about it because we won't talk about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
But Charlene has some crazy news to talk about. Her favorite music group had a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, my favorite music group. They both had their babies.
Well, this goes into today's or this week's news or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever Charlene made up the segment, so she has,
like,
the name.
Like, if you don't know who Little Mix is, they're a UK girl group. And both Perry Edwards and Leanne, I don't know how to say her last name. I don't know. Pinnock,
maybe?
Pinnock.
Yeah.
They had their babies. And actually, Leanne had her, she had twins. And I didn't even know she was pregnant with twins. Because they just announced, like, I'm not even kidding, like, April, they announced that they were both having babies.
Yeah. In the article, it said that she kept it until, like, now that people, like, she had the babies. Of course, people are going to find out.
Yeah.
But that she was trying to keep it a secret.
And see, I had seen Perry post the baby, but I was like, oh my gosh, posting for Leanne, like, Leanne had her babies. And Jane's like, I was like, yeah, Leanne had her baby. And he's like, she had twins. I'm like, no, she didn't have twins. She revealed, like, the baby's feet, mm-hmm. like, a couple of days ago. But then it was actually Perry's baby that she just had. And so Leanne had her twins, like, a couple days after Perry.
That's crazy how close they're born in age. So they're friends. And then later on, when the kids grow up and stuff, they're like, sheesh, our moms. If they're still friends by then, you don't know what happens.
Yeah, you don't ever know. But
they're like, damn, look how close we were born.
Mm-hmm.
But that the weird thing is that they're, like, conceived at the same time, too, pretty much.
Yeah.
But what do you think Zayn feels about Perry
having
a baby?
Yeah, because if you don't know, Zayn, she was...
Zayn Malik.
She was Zayn Malik's fiance.
Yeah.
And then he, oh my god, what a piece of crap, but he he broke up with her over text message, like, called off the, like, the engagement and everything over text message. But I don't know, because he just had his baby not that long ago either.
He had a kid too?
Yeah.
With who?
With Gigi Hadid.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was pregnant or anything. Did he cheat on Perry with her?
I actually don't know.
Or they just, like, broke up?
They broke up, but me, out of nowhere. You're together with somebody for 4 years. You get them tattooed on your body.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So.
Something fishy had to be going on in the background with that.
It was very, what do people call it nowadays?
Sus. Sussy. That was so funny yesterday. But along with this week's news, Kanye leaked Drake's address, and Drake and Kanye have been like, they beef sometimes. Yeah. I don't know if it's like been going on for a long time, but I know a while back they were beefing at each other, but I don't even know how people like find it, because they beef in songs and they say it so subtle that you have to know like yeah, I'm so sorry, so guys. Sorry. Daisy and Cooper decide to play now. But they put it in songs, and you have to be like a big, big fan of them, like know all their background and everything to even know that they were dissing each other.
Yeah.
But he actually ended up leaking his Canada house address.
Shut up.
On Instagram. And then he took it down right away, and Drake responded on Instagram. He just put a video of him laughing. But people think Kanye leaked his address because Drake dissed him on a new song that Trippie Redd put out.
Yeah.
Trippie Redd. And he was saying something about 4 foot, I don't know, 44 or 4 foot five or something. I don't even know how, like, I don't even know about that stuff. But that's so crazy that he leaked his address. Who knows what's gonna happen?
Kanye?
Because I've told Charlene, I was like, I've been waiting for the Kanye's new album.
Yeah, everybody's been waiting.
And
for
I told her, I was like, it seems like people are saying Kanye is waiting for Drake to put out his album first. And no, yeah. To see, because obviously if one puts out one first and one puts it one out after, the one after is going to get all everybody. Yeah. And everybody's just going to brush past the first one. So they're both, I feel like they're just waiting to put him out, to see who puts him out first, so they can get the rebound pretty much.
Still, like, you should not leak somebody's address.
I know. I mean, could you imagine? Kanye is a crazy ass person. I wouldn't doubt him to do something like that.
For the past few years, he's been no bueno.
Yeah. But his music's still been pretty good, I guess. His creativity's still there. Mentally, we don't know.
Yeah. But Cooper has been loving it here. We forgot to mention that. Cooper...
He's been having the time of his life here.
Because, like, before we used to, like, have to walk him outside, and now he, like, loves just running around.
And whenever we would walk him outside, he would see the big dogs and wanting to play with them. Mm-hmm. But he was on his leash to use the restroom, so he would just, like, run and try and pull us to go play with him, but he couldn't. And now he has, like, all the space to play with him. Wolfie's big ol' ass jumps on top of him and starts wrestling him.
I know.
I don't even know how he's not afraid of him.
I mean, I would be. Because he's rough.
Yeah. And Cooper's all little, but he doesn't, like, cry or anything. So we don't know when he's hurting or something.
No, because remember when he was a baby, we thought he was, like... I literally was going to take him to the vet because I was like, oh my god, we have an autistic dog or something.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't make any noise at all.
We didn't know if he was, like, we hurt him or
like something, because he would never cry. If you were to, like, step on him, like, on accident,
he wouldn't cry.
He wouldn't bark.
Even still now, he was laying it down at the edge of the bed, and I stepped down from the bed and stepped on his tail, and he didn't do anything.
He doesn't cry.
I've never heard him, like, cry.
He barely even barks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most he'll make noise is, like, when you have him, like, when he's hyper and you, like, mess with him.
Yeah.
Then he, like, gets, like, his little growl.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
But if you guys don't know, I've mentioned it a bunch. This episode is actually the last episode of season one.
Season one. This is season one finale.
We've come a long ass way. 6 months ago, when we're like, I told Charlene, I was like, oh, we're just gonna get these cheap microphones and we're just gonna start.
Yeah, because I remember I was like, oh, we're gonna start in summer. Like, I was like, I'm gonna give us till July to start. Because, like, I'm the type of person that has to, like, plan everything out. And Jaden's like, let's do it. Let's go out on a limb and just do it.
Yeah, I mean, I told Charlene back then, I was like, I think the best things happen when you just jump, you just do it.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're doing pretty good so far. But with the end of season one, we have so much planned for the season two. We have a sort of format that we want to go, but right now we don't have the materials to do it. But we've been actually looking at getting new and better equipment to open up those opportunities for us and stuff, just to make the episode sound better for you guys and more entertaining for you guys and stuff. And I don't know. I don't really know how to explain the format that we want to do without it, like, you guys having to wait for it, because it's going to come one day. We just don't know whether to wait for to get the stuff or get him now.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like telling you, like, we should just get it. Just get it now.
I think it'll be a good investment. But the way I look at it, I'm like, what if we get it and then it ends up not, like, benefiting us in the long run? Like, you guys just end up liking us talking like this. Not like it's gonna change up much at all, but, like, the way it's gonna go, what if it doesn't benefit us in the long run? And that was, like, a big expense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. I mean, we just have to wait. We have to weigh our pros and cons.
Yeah, so far it looks pretty good, mm-hmm. but it's just taking that jump, like we said, is kind of hard because it's like big. Not like we don't have like. No, we're not even gonna mention that, but yeah. Along with season two, we're looking to have a lot more guests. And it's kind of hard with us being a smaller podcast trying to get guests on. Like, stranger guests, pretty much. Like, people that we don't know and that we want to, like, meet and stuff. Yeah. But, like, we're going to have guests that we know on the podcast and stuff this season. But, we're just opening it up to more guests because now this first season, we're just, like, experimenting, seeing how we work on the podcast, see how our conversation goes on the podcast, and just, like, see how everything really floats together.
Like, if you listen from, like, where we first started to where we are now, like, wow.
Yeah, we used to put clips on TikTok of our podcast, and I can't even listen to them on TikTok because the audio breaks up so bad. If you're a longtime listener, you know. But it breaks up, and I don't know. I couldn't listen to a pod. I don't even know how we got listeners back then.
I know. Like, I don't even know.
But, like I said, we want to get better equipment for the podcast and stuff because that's the whole point is you guys are listening to us, whether it's with headphones or putting us on your car radio when you're driving. I know some people do that.
Some people do that.
Putting us on a stereo.
If you're at work and you're listening to us, like, We appreciate it.
Audio is the major part of it. So we want to get the best sounding stuff for you and that make it entertaining too, not just make it sound good. Because I feel like most podcasts, they're just like talking, and I want to bring some like new aspects into it. And Charlene does too. Like, we want to have like keep the energy like going.
Yeah, because like me and Jay have like so much fun doing this. Like,
yeah.
It's just a blast. Like, this hour flies flies by so fast.
Like, it feels like we sit down, press record, and then we're right away, oh, okay, we're done.
Yeah, like, Jaden, like, he does get nervous sometimes, but, like, lately, he's gotten way better.
Yeah, I've told Charlene, I was talking to Charlene about, like, she tells me, she's like, you get nervous sometimes, but you've been doing better, and I'm like, I think since the beginning, like, I've been doing a lot better, but now I need to start, like, practicing my articulate skills and stuff instead of like stuttering. And I think I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm kind of like forcing myself
really good.
To talk more clear instead of like I was last time. But yeah, we just want to make the podcast better for you guys, get better equipment, change up the format of the podcast, make it like you guys are like, whoa, what's this? What's this new segment? What's this new jingle? Whatever. And just make it fun.
And it is fun because, like, as soon as you start seeing something as, like, as your job, you don't like it anymore.
Yeah. And this is still fun for us. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like if we add more stuff that we enjoy into it, it's just going to make it the vibes better with you guys.
You have to invest in ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the way we're growing, I don't know. I keep telling Charlene, I'm like, it seems like the whole podcast community is just, like, on a standstill because I'll be on Instagram and I don't see, like, nothing. I don't see no, like, posts from other podcasts that we're following. I don't see any stories hardly ever. I don't see like messages or anything. It seemed like everybody's like on a standstill.
They are. I haven't seen
any. And it feels like our podcast has been like slowing down, but it hasn't. Like, we still get like the same amount of listeners that we usually do and all that. It's weird. I'm getting like this vibe that it's like on a standstill for everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, it happens. I mean, look at the time change. Like, people are going back to school.
Yeah.
Like, everything's opening up. And, but then again, COVID is picking up again. Mm-hmm. So you never know what if people are getting COVID.
COVID's going to start. And then people will probably be starting up again on the podcast because you're home, really.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. Yeah. People are probably going to school. I know the Uncommon Legend podcast, I'm pretty sure he goes to college. So yeah things are going to get. I just started school too.
Mm-hmm.
But
he just started school. He already has a 10-page paper.
Yeah, two 10-page papers due by October, and so I'm like, yeah, I better enjoy this damn week because after this I'm gonna be so busy.
I know.
But don't worry, guys. We're still gonna get content out to you guys. We're still gonna make it better than ever and stuff. We just want season two. We already have, we've already done a lot for season two.
Yes. But
we just want to add more to it.
Yes.
But with last podcast, I know we didn't have the energy to even like talk about anything, and we just kind of like briefly went over what happened, and we didn't really go into like deep detail of what we wanted to talk about, and I didn't actually give like any of my insight about it, because I was like, I felt like, I'm just gonna be honest, I felt like embarrassed saying like, oh, we're back with my mom and stuff, even though it's not like nothing to be embarrassed about. Yeah. Like shit hits the fan. Like, I'm gonna tell you guys my insight of what I think about it.
Okay.
Last week, I was just so in a bad headspace and stuff that I felt like that. And this week, I've kind of, like, came to terms with it. But it's just, it's hard moving, like I said last podcast, from a whole house into our one room.
Yeah.
But it just, transitioning, like, we haven't gotten into a routine. And no. It feels like everything's, like, up in the air. So I've been feeling, like, in a slump myself. I've been feeling like... I don't know. I don't feel like myself lately. When I'm doing the podcast, I feel like myself right now. Like, it feels like back to normal. But just like throughout the day, it feels like lonely, kind of. Yeah, like, it feels like off.
No, that's literally how it feels. Like, me and Jaden, like, you could tell when there's something off.
Oh, and I don't find it embarrassing that we're back at my mom. Like, shit hit the fan.
Like, stuff like happens. We didn't plan. Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for her to allow us to, like, be here for the time we're here.
And it's not that, like, we couldn't have gone to find a place, but, like, to find a place with our dogs.
Yeah. And our dogs then, come first, ultimately, because they're like our kids. We're not just going to, like, pass him off to, like,
anybody
here and leave him here while we're somewhere else or something.
No, because we're so used to having them, like, if like, we couldn't have Wolfie and Peaches with us, like, I wouldn't be anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, some places don't allow big dogs, only little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't have our big dogs with us, I wouldn't stay there.
Yeah, because all the dogs kind of work, like, they go together. They all love each other. So, apart, they would feel, like, sad, probably.
Yeah, no, literally. But, like, it's not that we couldn't find another place. It's just that we said to ourselves, why the heck are we going to go and put all this money towards a deposit, towards first and last month's rent and everything, when we could just, you know, weigh our options out, stay here for a little bit, save more money, and maybe eventually, like, even, like, buy a house that needs to be fixed up.
Yeah. That's how I look at it, too. But it just seems like this whole past year, like, pretty much we moved into our old house in August.
Yeah.
And it just seems like this whole past year has just, like a shit ton of stuff has happened this past year. And it feels like it's been, like, a great journey and experience this whole year. Like, a year, like, I've never had before.
Yeah.
And I think for someone my age, it's a great, like, learning experience, because most people my age are still, like, trying to move out and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was grateful enough to be able to do that. And I learned responsibility. Like we've talked about in the past, I've grown more confident in myself. I've been able to do a lot more. We started the podcast. Like, it just seems like we did a bunch, and I'm so grateful for that. But I still look at it as a blessing. Moving into the room is tough, but I think over time it's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, we just have to get into a routine, because, like, I've noticed, like, me and Jaden are always, like, on top of each other, talking and everything, and, like, lately we've been, like,
we just, like,
quiet.
We're next to each other and stuff, but we're just, like, we don't talk. We're just on our phones.
And it's nothing.
I've even been, like, struggling getting up to work out, and I love working out. It's just I haven't been in the right headspace to do anything,
like,
really.
Yeah, like, this morning, like, his alarm went off, and he just, like, rolled over and turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he never does that. The moment his alarm goes off, he, like, gets up right away.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just been bothering me a lot lately. But what I think about us moving out, I'm sorry if we're repeating anything. It's just I'm trying to give you guys my actual insight, because last time I feel like I was just trying to, like, brush past it. Like, I didn't even want to talk about it anymore. But because we're such, like, that day was so hard, because we went and we just finished moving out completely, pretty much, and cleaning, and it was such, like, a hard time trying to deal with it.
Yeah, we actually didn't finish everything until today.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
It's been hectic, but I don't know, just with moving out, like, with, I'm done with talking about that already, but along with all this stuff that's happening, it seems like I'm so grateful for Charlene, because Charlene, I don't mean to get all sulky, I think that's the word.
I don't know.
Like, all
mushy.
Yeah, all mushy. But Charlene, throughout this whole thing, if I didn't have Charlene with me, I would have been a mess. Aww, she's like supported me emotionally and mentally, and she's just like always been there helping me out all the time. And this past month really has been a hard month, like trying to deal with everything. Mm-hmm. And I've like been so down, like I've been trying to keep myself up from it, and Charlene just is like, oh, it's okay, things happen for a reason, we just have to like work with what has handed to us, really.
Yeah.
And it's been tough, but without her, I'm so grateful for her and so blessed to have her in my life that I couldn't imagine not having her, especially through times like this. It's really
times
that you make it, that you cherish it. Like if you have a couple, I mean, if you're a couple and you guys will probably have a moment like that where you guys really cherish each other, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, like I know exactly. Like you've been there for me for so long. I don't know, just like you being there, like when it's somebody I need, like if somebody to listen to me, you're there. If I need to cry, you're there.
If you need support, I always try and help you out as much as I can.
Yeah. Even if I say, like, maybe I'm hungry, he's like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. I'll make you some food. And, like, that's what you need out of somebody. You need somebody that's going to be there for you when you need them the most.
And just, like, knowing I have her to not really, like, fall back on, but for help and stuff, mm-hmm. it just feels like, I can breathe. Like, it doesn't feel, like, so confining. And that's why, like, I've been happy you've been off lately, because I've just been so lonely here in the room trying to, like, get into the pace of things. And with her here, I feel like, even if we're not talking and stuff, it just feels, like, comfortable. Yeah. It feels, at home, really.
Yeah, and it's not that we don't want to talk to each other. It's just, like, me and Jaden cope with, like, our stuff, like...
Yeah, you guys know, I've talked about it before. I don't cope with stuff by, like... crying or anger or anything. I just like shut down. I don't talk. I don't do nothing. And Charlene's like, she always tells me, she's like, oh, are you okay? Yana. And she thinks I'm being mean when I'm like, no, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. And I'm not. I just like don't express my feelings that way, I guess you could say.
But we know we'll get past it, because if it like, it happened like when we moved into the first to our her house.
Yeah,
in the first
place. What I've been feeling now lately is what I felt
back when we first moved in. That's how I've been feeling too. Like, I feel like you're alone. You feel like you're alone, like, I feel but so you're lonely. Surrounded by somebody. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm here with my family and stuff, and I just feel like lonely.
I've been feeling
not like in a sad way, but I just feel like. Like off.
Yeah, because remember when we first moved into the house, I was like, I feel so alone.
Yeah, I did too. So like, lonely. I felt so homesick. Like, when I would come work out in the morning, because I work out here at my mom's house. She has like the full weight set and everything. Yeah. I would come work out and I like didn't want to leave. I didn't want to go to the house because it didn't feel like home.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I have to. If not, I can't stay here forever.
Yeah.
And now that I'm back here, it's like I want to go back over there, but that's already long gone. Yeah. Turning the keys and everything.
Me and Jaden have been, because like, that was like, our house, that was like our place. Like, I just like miss those days. Like, we would wake up on a Sunday. Sorry. We would wake up on a Sunday and he would make us like, he was like, what do you guys want to eat? Like, every Sunday he's like, pancakes? Do you want pancakes today?
I think we could still do stuff like that. We just have to get into the routine of things.
Yeah, we have to get into routine of things, and that's what we haven't like, we haven't done. Like we said, like, we're here together, and like, even I feel lonely, and he's like right next to me, and I feel like so alone.
Yeah.
And like, we have like his entire family around us. It's just, we're not used to it.
Yeah, we need to get used to it.
But like, I'm so grateful to have you with me, be here for me, because they're like, imagine, like, I think it would have been a lot harder if, like, you came back over here. Like, we like, lived together.
We were talking about it when we were moving. Like, when... Because it's happened so fast. We're like, okay, what do we need to do?
Yeah.
And then finally, like, my mom, she we talked to her, and she's like, yeah, of course. And then afterwards, we're like, oh, what if you had to, like, move back to your house, and I had to move back here? That would have been so awful.
It would have been awful. Like, imagine going from, like, living together, like, being in each other's space to, like... not being each other's
if that happened somewhere. I would actually feel alone.
Yeah,
because like, no, I don't know, I just feel comfortable. Like, I've gotten so used to you coming home from work or you just being there in the morning that it feels off if it's not.
Yeah,
I haven't experienced it, but I'm pretty sure it would feel off if it happened.
But other than that, we're doing pretty good. We're getting it'll get better. as time goes on.
Yeah, this is probably going to be the last time we speak about it, because season two comes in new vibes and new everything. You guys are going to be surprised as soon as you press the play button. You're going to be like, what the hell? They'll be like, they doing shit like this?
No, but yeah, but like, me and Jay work really well as a team. We don't fight over petty stuff. We be like, okay, this is our situation. Let's roll with it.
Yeah. I'm just so excited for you guys to hear season two. I'm so tempted to just like get that equipment and stuff, but I don't know. It just, I don't know.
I'm like, I leave it up to him. I'm like, if you want to get it.
I know for the podcast, it would be like amazing.
Yeah.
But I just, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't want it to end up in a stupid decision. I don't want it to end up like a bad decision at all. Especially
because it's like so expensive.
Yeah. But we're still trying to lay out the pros and the cons and figure things out and stuff. If it doesn't happen, it's not going to happen by the time of
season 2.
When we're recording season 2. But
yeah,
it might happen maybe if we decide the beginning of season 2. If not, maybe towards the middle or the end. We don't know. It all comes up to what we decide to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But no more of this sad talking or serious talking. We got to get into our Reddit discussions this week.
Yes, okay.
We have some really good ones. I want to start off with this one because it's pretty much a well-given one. And reading it, and after you guys listen to it, you'll be like, all right, we already know what the fuck's happening. But I just wanted to put it in because of how stupid this guy is.
Okay, give it to us.
All right. It says, okay, it goes like this. So my girlfriend always had roommates, and they were always male, and she had a high sex drive and has mentioned before that all her roommates always hit on her and try and hook up with her. Is that or this normal? I would think that if that happened, you would get a female roommate, but she said that she doesn't get along with female roommates because of the hair in the drain. Should I be worried? Also, the guy that's moving in with her is recently divorced. I'm so sorry, you guys. People don't know how to type on Reddit, I guess. So it makes it hard for me to read about it. But obviously, she's fucking cheating on him.
She's cheating.
I mean, if she's your boyfriend and your girlfriend, why aren't you the one moving in with her?
Right.
Why is the random guys moving out?
Shoot. Sorry, you heard that. But no, that's like, imagine like if I was like moving and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a guy roommate. How would you feel?
That would be so dumb. I'm like, just ask me, I'll go move in with you.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get other dudes?
Yeah, literally, like, what the heck?
I mean, it's pretty obvious, but I just wanted to put it because like how dumb he sounds. Like, don't you read it and you're like, you're a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah,
don't you know?
She's cheating.
Don't you catch the signals just by looking?
Yeah.
By saying, oh, I don't get along with females because of the hair in the drain. What kind of excuse is that?
That's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard in my entire life.
I know. That's, come up with a better one at least.
Literally.
Being like, oh, girls are too much drama. The hormones are all messed up. Yada, yada. I don't know. You're a girl. What would you say?
If I was a girl.
If you made up like an excuse like that, make a good one.
I'd be like, girls don't really like me.
Nah, I guess you could say that. Being like, me and girls don't really get along.
That's what I'm
saying. Nope, don't even start. Sorry, guys.
But like, does she, I wonder if she even asks him, she's like, are you comfortable with this?
Hell no. If she's just like gonna move in, I feel like she didn't even care. Because
I remember like when I had gotten an apartment, my cousins were supposed to get the apartment with me and then they backed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I need a roommate. And like one of my classmates from college was like, oh yeah, I'm trying to move out. And I was like, oh cool. Like, I was like, let me ask. So I asked Jade, I'm like, hey, would you be okay? But like, he never even like moved into the place. But of course, I would take that extra step to ask Jaden.
Yeah, and that's what was good. But I'm pretty sure this relationship's probably not even going anymore. No.
And like, of course, my classmate knew like Jaden was in my life. Like, everybody knows.
Yeah, we were pretty cool. We would talk about our football team. We had the same football team and stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Jeremy.
But like, thinking back, I was like, thinking back to like that situation, I'm like, thank God that never happened, because I would never want to make Jaden feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Ever.
But yeah, you guys, pretty much by the time I read it, you're like, yep, he's fucking cheating. Or she's cheating.
She has to be cheating. There's no way. Like, I hate those people that are like, though, like those idiots that believe everything, like they're like, yeah, like they only kissed, Like, they only kissed once.
Oh, I always see this thing on TikTok, which kind of goes hand in hand with this because, well, it's always the guys posting TikToks about it. Mm-hmm. And it's about their girlfriends kissing other girls and they're not comfortable with it. And people in the comments, there's like girls in the comments, because you know how, like, I guess, I don't know if it's like a thing for girls to kiss each other. Like, you've seen it. Yeah, probably I've seen like it. Like at college parties and stuff. I never been to one, but just from like videos or movies. But the boyfriends, like, they talk about how they're not comfortable with it because it's like,
it's still cheating. Weird.
Yeah, it's you're kissing somebody else. You're showing affection with somebody else. And they're
like, well, it doesn't count because she's a girl.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in the comments. So they're like, oh, there's no sexual feelings there, so it doesn't count. And it's how would you like if you were there and you saw your boyfriend kissing another dude?
I'd feel awful.
Yeah, you would start like being like, what the fuck? Not like not in a homophobic way, but really?
Like, really, you have the audacity to kiss somebody else?
Yeah, and that's how I would feel too. Like, imagine we're at a party. Let's set the setting. And then, I'm just going to use you in the example. We're at a party. One of my
friends is like, hey, like,
they're like, hey, come here or something.
Or like, or I'm like getting tipsy and then like I start making out with like this girl.
Yeah.
That's like my friend. While I'm
trying to like talk to you or something and I would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like how would you feel?
Honestly, I would just like walk away. I would be mad, but I would just like, I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to do. I would be like, really? I don't know.
That's like cheating. Like,
because that's kind of hard. Like if it was you and like a guy, then you would like confront the guy and stuff. But like,
no, you still gotta confront the girl. Be like, what the hell? Like, if it was a guy that, if Jaden, like, all of a sudden, like, this guy went up to Jaden and kissed Jaden and be like, what the fuck?
You'd be like, is that how you roll?
I probably would ask him that, but I'd be like, why are you kissing this guy, like, right in front of me? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know. I just always, they reminded me of this. And it's I don't know how girls see that it's okay.
Like, yeah, like, I could see, like, not having feelings. Like, I feel like when you, like, a girl kisses another girl,
I think if it's, like a make-out kiss, you like it.
But if it's just a peck.
If it's, like, a peck and you're like, gross, then like, obviously you're just
get,
joking.
Like, I get you could kiss a girl and have zero feelings.
Like, them, I would be fine with you if you, like, pecked a girl and you're like, like, just to see. But if you're, like, making out with the girl, that's different. Weird. That's, like, you enjoying
like,
it.
Yeah, because, like, I've seen, like, even in high school, like, guys, like, best friend guys, they've pecked.
And yeah, and they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
But, like, they're talking about these girls that, like, like, make out.
I'm on the guy side on this one.
Me too, 100%.
Not in the story, he's an idiot, but the TikTok ones, I'm on
and
their side.
You need to be read between the
lines. You can't be so naive. But our other one, our next Reddit discussion, dates. What is the most common entitled behavior you see people doing all the time?
Go first.
I hate it so much, and Charlene forgets to do it. I just hate it in general when people don't say please and thank you. I don't know if that means entitled or whatever, but I hate when they're like, oh, throw this for me. And they don't say please, they're just throw this for me.
But I say, can you? I'm like, can you get me a water? And he's like, please. What? I'm like, can you get me a water?
The same thing I do with Charlene when she's like, oh, can you get me a water? And I'm like, huh? I'm like, can I get you a water? What? Daisy?
We have a ghost in here.
I'm like, can I get you a water? What? And she's like, please. And she gets all bugged. Yeah, because, and like, I have to do the same thing.
I don't mean it in a rude way.
With my little cousins, because they're little. They're still learning, like, please and thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what do you say? And I have to tell Charlene, what do you say?
Well, there's a big difference.
Not that she's rude or anything, but, like, she's just, like, used to
There's a big difference between get me a water or can you get me a water?
Yeah. That's so, just my thing. As soon as I don't hear a please or thank you, I get like this attitude that I
what
I
about
hate
when
it.
People hold when you hold open the door for somebody and they don't say thank you?
Never happened to me.
It happens to me all the time.
I think because I do it with like a happy face on, so they're like, oh, I have to say thank you.
You never got those rude white beaches and they're like, you open the door,
baby, you have to be honest, your face, Charlene has RBF.
I do. I suffer.
She does. And she always tells me, oh, all these people are so rude, so rude. Because you probably, I'm not on their side, but you do have a resting bitch face.
But I'm nice. Like,
you are nice.
You say hello. I'm like, oh, hello. Like, I'm so nice to people. But, like, my face shouldn't define who I am.
The way you put it, like, even sometimes with me, you're like, and I have to tell her, I'm like, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? And she's like, no, can you stop asking? If not, I'm going to be mad at you.
Yeah, like, when he asked me, he's like, are you mad? Are you mad at me? And then, like, it makes me mad when he keeps asking, like, if I said no once, then I'm not mad.
You're like, Jane, shut the fuck up already. I gave you my answer. What's yours?
What's mine? I would say a big one is, like,
I know when I was reading him off to you, you had a really big one, but I was like, uh-uh, we're not going to talk about it now. We'll save it for then. But that was, like, days ago, so I don't remember what it was.
But here's the one I have as of right now. I think a big entitlement is how, I don't know if it's going to fall back, like, on parenting or what, but it's, like, when younger kids act like they're very rude to adults.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very entitled behavior, because then the parents would be like, well, he's right in the situation. Like let's say they yelled at their teacher or something. Mm. Or the teacher was like, hey, do you have the homework? And they're like, I'm not going to do this stupid homework. And then the mom gets called in and, like...
Yeah, I had some kids like that in my grade. Yeah. They're like, oh, you give all this fucking work and you expect us to do it, yada, yada. Like, throwing attitude, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I call that very entitled behavior, because, like, it's the parents' fault. The parents enable them. They're like, oh, well, my kid is in the wrong. And they get, instead of getting mad at the kid and being like, why the hell did you talk to your teacher like that?
Yeah.
They get mad at the teacher and be like, well, it's your fault. And you know what? And he's not going to turn in his homework.
And then the kids think that they have, like, authority over the adult.
Yeah.
Which is not right, at least. When you're a kid, no.
No.
But when you're, like, an adult, you have, like, a...
When you're an adult,
it's sort of like a say-so, pretty much. Yeah. But when you're that age, you just have to go with it. You, no matter how mad or anything you are, you just have to, like, accept it.
Just
go.
Yeah, just know that.
Go in your room and get mad.
If you're a kid and you do that, and then you're an adult, if I ever see you, it's on sight.
I know. It is a pretty, like, I wouldn't call that an entitlement thing. I just think, like, a pet peeve, I guess you would call it.
Oh, yes, it's pepe.
But entitlement, what would entitled be? Like
it's being like when like, the athletes, like in school, never had to go to school and they always fucking passed.
Yeah.
That's entitlement.
Or they're like the Karens, pretty much. The Karens try to act like when
Karens,
they're entitled.
Yeah.
Speaking of a freaking Karen, on Instagram, we were trying to reach out to more people to spread the podcast around, yeah, to get more fans. And there's this one, and she messages us on Instagram, and she's like, well, I don't know you guys, and so I only accept people that I know. So, friend request denied, and she was like, probably a scam anyway. So, I messaged back, and I'm like, oh, yeah, totally a scam. But I was like, LOL. No, we're just trying to reach more people. You can give us a listen on wherever you listen to your podcast if you want. And she's like, no, I'm fine. Something, whatever. But... she was, like, acting like she's all famous and everything, and she had 40 followers. And I'm like, girl, it pretty much doesn't matter if you follow us or not.
But speaking about scams, so yesterday...
Oh, I almost forgot about these. I was going to write it down, too.
So yesterday, my mom's like, she I call her, and she's like, hey, do you want to go grab breakfast with me and our friend Selena? I was like, yeah, sure, like, we'll go grab breakfast. And I told Jay, I'm like, you want to come to breakfast? He's like, my mom's going to make breakfast here. So I was like, okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
If you want anything, just let me know and bring something back. And so I go and I get a phone call from like Mexico. I'm like, the fuck's calling me from Mexico?
And Charlene's dad's, as soon as you told me, I was like, oh, it had to be like someone from his family. Because Charlene's dad's from Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, how did they get my number?
I was like, well, maybe her dad gave her number?
Yeah, so that's what I thought. So I answer it. And it's a good thing I speak Spanish. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hello, but like in Spanish.
Yeah, you're like, hola.
I'm like, bueno, because you enter the phone, bueno.
It's not like in school when they like say, hola, ¿cómo estás?
They're like, hola, me llamo Dora.
But continue.
So I answer, I'm like, bueno, and it was like a fake girl crying. And they're like, help me, help me. And they captured me.
I mean, you have to think about it. that there is probably more than a handful of people that they scam.
Yeah.
Because of how Mexico is and the cartel and shit, how scary they are.
Yeah.
That shit, you don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah.
But I remember reading something about this, or like about what happened, like maybe like a year ago, two years. And it was like about scammers. It was like, watch out, these people. I think it was even on Facebook or something.
Oh, really?
And it was these people, they put, they're like, watch out for these scam calls. They're faking that a girl's kidnapped and that they need bounty money or whatever to get her back, yada, yada.
Yeah. And first off, you know it's not a girl crying. This is a guy faking a girl's voice.
Yeah. And the go ahead and tell her.
So the guy, and I'm like, I'm like, who is this? And the guy's like, you listen up, little girl. And he was like, we have...
In Spanish?
And he's like, we have so-and-so. And I'm like, listening, I'm like, oh my God. Like, dude, you don't even know me. Like, you don't even know who I am or anything. And like, I knew it was fake. So I'm like, okay. And I'm like laughing. I tell my mom, I'm like, oh yeah, I got a call from Mexico.
And Charlene told him, she was like, don't talk to me like that.
Because he was like, listen up. Are you listening? You better listen up to me. This is serious. And I was like, first off, you do not talk to me like that. And I was like, just hang up the phone. So I hang up the phone. And he calls back. And then the fake girl's on there crying again. And he's like, are you listening now? And he was like, she's about to lose. I think he said that she's about to lose fingers if I don't listen up. Yeah. And then my mom goes, my mom gets the phone. She's like, if you keep calling, she's like, I'm going to call the police. And they hung up right then and there.
And the weird thing is when Charlene got home, I got a call from Mexico.
He got a call.
And I don't know how they found my number. Like, your situation like sounds like it could happen because your dad's from Mexico. Yeah. But mine, I was like, how the fuck did they get my number? So I answer, and I saw it said from Mexico, and I already knew it was going to be the same shit.
So I answer,
and I put her on speaker, and... I put it on speaker, and I go to Charlene. I'm like, look, it's the... Like, I'm talking all loud. I'm like, look, it's the same scammers from before. And as soon as I said that, they hung up.
No, I know.
They already know they were on with their bullshit.
So I'm like, are these people really from Mexico? Because it was a Mexico number. Yeah. Like, I said, the thing said Mexico.
Yeah, you know how iPhones let you see the location? Yeah. I don't know if Androids do that.
Yeah, my mom does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But, like, so I'm like, are these people really from Mexico? Or, like... how did they get our numbers?
Yeah.
And like, especially like me and Jaden, like, how do they get our numbers?
I know. This is off. I don't know. I know that scammers usually have like a set
thing. Like,
They have like a list of numbers, just random numbers, and they just call each one to see if they can get any money out of
them. And of course, they're always like, give me, I need $3,000 American.
Yeah. Pesos. But. Like I said before, you have to admit, they probably called some old people, and the old people are like, no, don't hurt her, I'll send you the money, like, actually believing it.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for those people.
Me too.
Because they don't know better. They're just...
It could have been my grandpa.
Yeah, exactly, like, older people like that.
Yeah.
And they probably call him, and they get all stressed and
especially worried. Especially because my grandpa's, like, always calling to Mexico, like, he was always calling to Mexico. And so, like, imagine if they would have called him, and he'd be like... Be like, oh my God, Hita, your dad.
Imagine if he got a call like that, you would have been like, Grandpa, no, what'd you do?
I'd be like, I'm always telling my parents, because like us kids, we know like about, like we know
what's like, a scam. We know what's a scam. Like,
they send you, they're like, oh, your Amazon thing, you have to click this link.
Yeah, like my grandpa's always telling me, he's like, oh, I got an email from Amazon or from Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're telling me that I need to pay $1,000 to do this. And I'm like, it's a scam. Or he tells me that they called him from, I don't even know what it was. Like, I always get calls about your social, you're getting called from social security that your identity was taken.
Sorry, I'm going to shut the door because I'm scared that rats are going to come in.
That he got a call from Social Security saying that his identity was taken and stuff. I get the same phone calls too. And I'm like, Tonga, don't believe him. If the Social Security was going to call you, they would send you something in the mail or something.
Yeah, no, they would. Hold on, I'm going to open it again. It's too echoey now.
Just right there.
Okay, now it's better. But, like, no, like, my mom was getting phone calls like that once, and they were actually calling me, too, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is regarding the case against Christine. We're taking you to court if you don't pay this amount. And my mom's like, she's like, I don't have any tickets. I don't have any warrants. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they called me, and I was like, listen, I don't even associate with my mom anymore. Can you take off my number? And so, like, I had called from her phone. And these people had, like, the number. And I was like, well, if... And I was praying to be my mom. I was like, well, if this is, like, so-and-so, why can't you tell me what it is? Why do you need my social security card? Yeah.
That's a red flag, because they say things like they know that... to make you feel like they have your information right away. So you just give them your card, card number pretty much. When you should, like, ask him, being like... Or they ask you for, like, your social security.
Yeah, they're like, can we get your social? I'm like, you do not... If you have my case number... Like, you say you have a case number, you should pull up the case number. You do not need my social to pull it up.
Yeah, exactly.
My entire social. I could see the last four digits, but the entire social? No. Yeah.
And I even got scammed, and I'm so...
Oh, my God.
I never talked about it. Was it during the podcast, like, when we started
this happened, like, oh, my gosh, like, in March.
I'm so surprised we haven't talked about
it. Yeah, we never talked about
it. I actually got scammed, and... It was probably, like, the worst mistake of my life. But the time, I didn't, like... You guys have known from the podcast, like, that I have been so, like, desperate to find a job here. So, I see this job posting on... What was it?
It was on the school website.
Like, on Luna's... Luna sent me an email. And Luna usually does that. They're like, here's hiring. The state's hiring. Yada. Like, they haven't done it since then. So, they probably, like, learned... But I get this email from Luna, my school, my college I go to, and it's like, this realtor place is hiring for a receptionist. And I was like, oh, great, I'm going to apply to it. It's like, send your resume to this email. So I sent the guy my email. And after that, like, the guy emails me. He's like, we would like to move forward with the interview. Can we talk through
Skype?
And we're talking through Skype, and... Like, he sent me this form to put in, like, all my information stuff, and it had, like, social security, and your driver's license number.
You had to give your driver's license, you holding your driver's license.
Yeah, and I feel so stupid doing, but I didn't know.
And I kept telling Jade, I'm like, okay, we don't even know if it's a scam, because I'm very cautious about that stuff.
Yeah, but this one seemed like real. Legit. Like, whoever these people were, like, they made it feel like an actual, like, job application.
Yeah.
And so I finished the form and all that. And then afterwards is when I started getting sketchy, is because the guy was like, okay, he got back to me like the next day or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, we decided to move through with you in the process or something.
You have to buy,
like, and then he started saying, uh-huh. You need to buy, the weird thing top was, he was like, you need to buy a 2010 MacBook. Why the 2010? It's like he copied a list and printed it onto the thing. It was like a 2010 MacBook, a certain printer, a certain...
A desk.
Like, certain, like, stupid stuff. Like, these programs for the computer from, like, 1990-something. And I'm like, bro, after that, I sent him a message. I was like, is this a scam?
And he's like, what do you mean?
No, he didn't even respond. He did. He said, what do you mean? And I was like, it just feels like a scam. And after that, he stopped responding, and I was like, I've alerted the police about this, which I didn't, but just to scare him. And after that, he no respond or anything. So far, nothing has been done.
And, like, now, like, these days, like, people don't realize that we have tools on our technologies that allow us to check our credits track it. Every day.
Our credit card apps have, like, social security tracking, so it tracks it if it's on the dark web or some shit like that. But so far, I pray to the Lord that it doesn't ever happen, give me problems. But so far, and it happened to a lot of people. On Facebook, the realtor place, the actual place, because it was a real place that I was applying to, they put on their Facebook, they're like, we're not hiring anybody, Luna. We didn't send nothing to Luna. And people in the comments were like, the way they put it, they're saying,
sorry if anyone got scammed.
They're like, we've heard a lot of people saying that they applied to our job or something. We don't have an open position. And so it didn't just happen to me, thankfully. But feel bad for all those people that it happened to.
Yeah.
I just pray and hope that nothing happened.
And imagine if they did buy this stuff, because, like, we calculated the stuff and it came up to, like, $1,500.
Yeah. That's, like, a bunch of stuff. So I was like, fuck no, I ain't buying. Like, as soon as I read it, I called Charlene and I was like, they want me to buy all this shit to get the position. And at that point, I didn't know it was fake. So I was like, I'm just going to tell him I'm not going to go with it.
Yeah.
And then I started looking up the items. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he had the prices next to it when he sent the message. So I just calculated it from there. But I started looking up each individual one. I was like, uh-uh, this is too, like, randomized to be, like, an actual thing. So that's what I messaged. I was like, is this a scam?
Yeah. No, it's like, thankfully you realized.
But guys, like, I'm usually good with it too, but this one was like, it felt real. Like, it felt like it was a real thing. But who knows?
Yeah, so he's been, like, very cautious about, like, where he applies to.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so hard to find a job in this freaking town.
Yeah, I've talked about it.
Yeah, because, like, even if you go through, like, the Facebook, like, employment page, you're like, oh, you need so-and-so amount of, like, experience. Like, we're getting a Harbor Freights here, and he looked into, like, apply for the Harbor Freights.
Yeah, to sell tools.
Yeah.
And it's like, you need to have 1 year experience.
Plus CDL.
Yeah, to drive the forklifts.
Yeah. And so Jane's like, what the heck? And, like, he's applied to, like, multiple places.
Yeah, like, and they're multiple, like, times. They're, like, starter jobs. It's not like I'm trying to find, like, a big old high paying job. They're like, they're little starting jobs. Walmart, Sally's, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar.
Yeah, and, like,
shit, that scared me. Thought the lights went out.
I know. But I'm, like, always telling people, I'm like, if you guys don't have to work fast food, don't. And, like, right now, I tell Jane, I'm like, you don't need to work fast food. Like, a place will hire you. Like, with your beginner experience, like, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And, like, he said, if I don't get a job by the end of, like, this school year, he's like, I'm going to Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, because it doesn't seem like I have no luck here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll just, you guys, pray for me, too. I don't know if you guys are into religion and stuff like that, or God. Pray for me that nothing happens with my scam shit.
Yeah.
I feel so dumb, but I had no control over it. It
happens to a lot of people. Like, my mom got scammed.
Yeah.
She got scammed. She, like, is, like, back when we were really poor. And we needed money, so she, like, found this, like, loan place online. Oh, my gosh. It hurts my heart every time this happens. Every time I talk about it. And so she's, like, asked my dad. My dad's, like, whatever you think. Like, he's always doing that. He's always, like, whatever you think. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm going to try it. And then people were like, you need to put this much in your account. We're going to take it out, and then we're going to put it back in. They took her money. And it was like $300.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, we could have used the $300. It sucked. But, like, we learned from it.
Yeah. Just got to be extra careful nowadays. But, like, now that I'm applying it to jobs and stuff, I have to be wary about it. So if it, like, looks sketchy, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you have to, like, go through their website.
Yeah.
Like, I miss those days that they had paper applications.
I know. But most are, like, apply online.
Yeah, and, like, he's, like, applied to, like, our local grocery store. And, like, even when I was applying for, like, those kind of jobs, I never got in.
Yeah.
And, like,
I know. And I always see people on Facebook, and it's so fucking stupid. The people in this town are so dumb. Like, I love our little town and stuff, but the people here are just so, like, so off-putting. On Facebook, someone will ask, they're like, oh, who's hiring?
And they're like, everybody.
They're like, everybody's hiring. Oh, Walmart,
yada, yada. Did you see the one today?
They're like, maybe look around on their, I saw one comment, and they're like, oh, go on Google and search jobs in Las Vegas if you want to know.
Yeah, they're like very rude
about it.
They're rude.
And, but most of these places they're naming off, you apply to, and you hear nothing back. You hear nothing back.
Like,
I've applied to Walmart, like, 10 times.
You applied to BTU. Did you hear anything back?
No. I've applied to Dollar Tree, nope.
Dollar General.
Family Dollar, nope. Dollar General, nope. Like, they're naming off all these places, and I'm like, if they only figured that they don't do shit,
it's
really.
It's because in this town, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah. Who knows?
So this town. Why do you think, the
people,
like,
I love our little town, but there's people in this town are so, so crazy.
They're so annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, nothing, they're just so rude.
Mm. Like, I know we're always bashing Las Vegas, but as a town, it's nice.
It's a really nice town.
But the people, like, here,
they're just too stuck in the mindset.
Yeah, it's like drama, really. Yeah. Because everybody here knows everybody, so everybody stays in everybody's drama.
I know, like, people ask me, they're like, oh, like, who are you related to? I'm like, nobody. Like, I'm not related to nobody here.
Yeah. All I know that I'm related to is, like, people in town, but not a lot.
Every time your grandma's like, that's your cousin.
I know. My grandma's a bunch. I don't even know how most of the people that I'm related to.
And, like, I'm so grateful. Like, my mom's not from here.
Yeah.
My biological father is from here, but I don't talk to him.
Yeah.
Or, like, his, like, family. So, like, I have, like, I would say, like, family here, but, like, because I don't talk to them, I don't have family here.
Yeah.
like we said, like, this town's just full of drama, and it's not, if you're not in the drama, it's a fine town, but if you're always in the drama, then that's when everybody's like, I hate this town, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. But this time flew by.
It did.
We were talking, and I look at the recording, and it's like 50 minutes, what the fuck?
I know.
We're already almost at an hour.
I know.
But we better wrap it up. We're getting a little caught up, but it feels so comfortable to be back doing the podcast. Like,
it does.
I felt so off lately, but when we're sitting here doing the podcast, it just feels like back to normal.
Yeah. And I pushed her in the pain because my stomach, like, is hurting so bad.
Johnny's so sick. Like, you could tell by the way she looks.
Yeah. Like, even my mom said, but she was like,
I told her to take emergency, eat some soup.
And yeah, I brought soup home because, like, I haven't even been hungry today.
Drink a bunch of water and see how you feel tomorrow, because obviously you don't want to be sick. And we kind of figure it's not corona because it's none of the symptoms of it.
Oh, no.
It's just probably like a stomach cold.
Yeah,
probably.
Like a flu, like a 24-hour flu.
So no worries to you people if you've been around us, because we know we have some listeners that are around us most of the time.
Me and Jay are very cautious. We're always wearing our masks.
Hand sanitizer. Anytime I touch anything out of the house that I touch often, I hand sanitize
and
right
me
after.
And him don't mingle, like, outside of our family.
Yeah. But let's end it. End of season one. We hope you guys enjoyed this long ride that we came on, all 6 months of it.
Yes.
And I hope you guys are
so
ready
much.
for us to get even better with it.
We're gonna take a week off, aren't we?
No, we're gonna record season 2 episode 1 Sunday.
Okay.
And we're recording right now on Wednesday. So I wanted to take a week off.
But we set up everything right away.
But we have everything ready, so why not just, like, do it?
Me and Jaden are very on top of things, so.
Yeah. I just have this weird fear of taking a week off and, like, the podcast just falls out.
We've taken a week off.
I know. But we were, like, little back then. Now
we're still growing.
We're bigger than what we were. I know.
We're growing, but we're still little.
So I have to keep myself in the mindset.
Yeah,
I just love the podcast too much to not do it every week.
Yeah, I'm here sick, guys. Sick.
But yeah, we have everything ready, so we're just gonna pump it out right away. Be ready for season 2. We're gonna get even better stuff, better everything over time, and you guys are gonna be surprised as soon as you press play, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for listening to today. You guys already know all socials at Young Excellence Podcast. Click our links in our bios to find our personal ones if you really want him.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you guys. See you next week. Be ready for that's start of season 2. Be ready. Bye guys.
Bye, and thank you for always supporting us in season 1. Really appreciate it.
We hope for even greater growth in season 2
yes.
and love from you guys.
Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye guys.